Chapter 11. I brought your favorite desserts. Lexi held the white bakery box stamped with the pink cup and cake logo out to Jack. He was standing at the counter, taking the stuffing out of tiny little Cornish game hens. The hens were a specialty of his, and Lexi's mouth watered at the sight of the crispy skin and the smell of roasted chicken. Sprinkles sat next to him, looking up expectantly. The food prep explained why Sprinkles hadn't run to the door to greet Lexi as usual. Jack lifted the lid and peeked inside. He smiled.
Boston cream pie? Thanks.
Then his expression turned suspicious.
What's going on?
Usually when you bring my favorite desserts, there's an ulterior motive.
Lexi laughed as if he were joking, though she knew he wasn't because it was true. I just wanted to thank you for being so nice to Barbara Morrison about her missing dog. It was really sweet how you took the time to talk to her about the dog napping. That was true as well. By now, Sprinkles had realized no food prep morsels were going to fall to the floor, so she bounded over to Lexi, who scooped her up in her arms. Lexi's heart pinged with sympathy for Barbara as Sprinkles covered her chin in dog kisses. She didn't know what she would do if someone took Sprinkles.
Do you have any leads on the dog?
Jack shook his head.
No. I gave copies of the photo to everyone so we can be on the lookout during patrols. No one has called in about a stray dog wandering around.
I hope they find her. Do you really think someone stole her?
Maybe someone will contact Barbara for ransom money.
Jack looked dubious as he put the Boston cream pie on the counter and turned back to plating the chickens.
Maybe. Barbara mentioned that she thought someone might be trying to get Prudence out of the way, but it seems a little excessive to steal the dog for a dog show, don't you think? I mean, the prize isn't that much.
You never know with these older ladies. They can be very competitive, Lexi said. But it does seem off. Even for a ransom, how much could they get? Seems too risky for the reward. I just hope the little dog is safe. Lexi buried her face in Sprinkles' fur.
Yuck,
wet dog smell. I think I need to make a new appointment at Doggy Diva. Sprinkles missed her grooming and she really needs one. Do you think it's safe to go there? Lexi wasn't really worried about whether it was safe. This was the perfect segue to get Jack talking about the murder investigation.
I'm sure whoever killed Freddy did it for personal reasons. It's not like there's a maniac killing people in the lobby of the dog grooming spa.
Jack put the plates on the table and gestured for Lexi to sit.
Though, that Carl Knutson seems a little sketchy, don't you think?
He was acting weird this morning. Lexi poured two glasses of wine and put them on the table.
Do you know him well?
Jack asked. This was a switch. Jack was asking her for information when it was usually the other way around. If she played her cards right, maybe she could get some information in return. Not very well, she said as she carved some meat from the tiny chicken. It was juicy and the skin perfectly crispy. He usually stays in the office. I have heard that he pushes the envelope a little, though I have no specifics. Why do you ask? Do you think he was involved in the murder?
I wouldn't say we think he's involved. But he claims some of his surveillance cameras are broken and don't record. Specifically, the ones in the lobby where Freddie Lang was murdered.
Jack pushed some meat and stuffing onto his fork.
Seems odd, because Freddie worked for Lowe's Security as his second job. So you'd think Carl would have him fix the cameras.
Lexi's left brow ticked up. Oh, really? Wasn't there something funny about the surveillance camera at Faraday Jewelers? Jack nodded.
Very observant of you. Yes, there was. It was glitchy.
Do you think the two crimes could be related?
I would never rule anything out. But so far, we haven't found any relation. Sometimes coincidences are just coincidences.
Lexi chewed thoughtfully for a few minutes. Then she took a swig of wine. You know what bothers me the most? Is that leash. Why was Freddy holding the leash? Jack's eyes were guarded, but he nodded.
It is a mystery. We have a leash with no dog attached. and also a missing dog with no missing leash.
Barbara said Prudence's leash wasn't blue, but maybe she was confused.
We think the leash came from the store. There were two missing from the display, according to Carl.
Two? Jack nodded.
We didn't find another one lying around, but we can do forensics on the blue one, and might be able to determine whether it's one of the missing ones or not.
Really?
That was impressive, but not surprising.
Hadn't Lexi seen something similar on a CSI episode? She wondered about the missing leashes, though. Maybe Carl was saying things were missing from the store to cash in on some insurance settlement.
I called Barbara to bring in some hair from Prudence to see if the leash was used for her. You wouldn't believe the information we can get. Mold spores, pollen, all kinds of things.
We don't know if Freddy had a dog on the leash or was going to get one from the back. But it was too early in the day for anyone to be picking up a dog, because pickups happen in the afternoon, so why would he be getting one? Lexi mused.
Jack watched Lexi as she took another bite of the stuffing. Do you like that stuffing? I put raisins, pineapple, and walnuts in it.
Delicious. Lexi mumbled around the mouthful. She figured she might as well keep asking questions since Jack appeared to be in a talkative mood. Any leads on the jewelry heist? Jack looked up and smiled.
I think I've given you enough information. You know I don't like to talk about the cases. Word always seems to get back to your grandmother, and the last thing I need is for her and her cabal to put on their trench coats and launch investigations into these crimes.
Darn. She'd known Jack would clam up sooner or later, but it had been worth a try.
They don't actually wear trench coats, Lexi joked.
But you may be too late. Nan saw Douglas Faraday at the police station when we were there earlier today. Is he a suspect?
Just because he was at the station doesn't mean he is a suspect, Jack said. We bring people in there to tell them things too, you know.
Oh, so you had something to tell him? Lexi persisted. Jack smiled over the rim of his wine glass.
Nice try. But I'm not going to tell you why Douglas was there.
Lexi knew better than to push, and she understood that he couldn't share specifics about cases with her. She focused on finishing the meal and turning the conversation to safer topics about their day. By the time they broke into the Boston cream pie, the discussion had turned to what they were doing the next day.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and I have it off, Jack said.
He alternated weekends off with the other detectives.
I'm playing golf in the morning, but maybe we could take Sprinkles on a hike in the afternoon.
I have to cater the senior center coffee hour in the morning. Apparently, Helen's campaign promise of free coffee on Saturdays also included free pastries from my bakery. Jack laughed.
Leave it to Helen to wrangle that out of you. I guess it's good advertising.
I suppose. Lexi really didn't mind. It didn't cost much for the things she brought, and the senior center residents were some of her best customers. Then, later on, I have to stop by the armory and check out the dog show setup so I can see how to arrange the area they have for my pastries.
Sounds like you have a full day.
Oh, and Helen has a thief who's stealing the coffee pods.
I'm sure she's going to be up to something tomorrow to try to narrow down her suspects. Maybe you'd like to come along and help?
Lexi teased.
Jack rolled his eyes. No, thanks. I think I'll catch up on my reading. I'm sure Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Helen can figure out who the coffee culprit is without my assistance.